Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is John Mullins, and in this show, we're going to discuss Oracle 11G new features for SQL. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment boxes provided. All right, let's talk about some of the new features that are related to SQL in Oracle 11G. First, you may have noticed if you've been using Oracle for a number of years that as you go from one version to another, the languages themselves, whether it be SQL or PL SQL if we're talking about Oracle, or if it's another vendor, whatever their proprietary languages might be, the languages themselves from one version to another, while they have new features and such, they kind of fail in comparison to the other new features that are related to performance, to efficiency, to management, to maintainability, to installation or easing of installation or things like that. You know, a lot of the vendors, what they want to do is, you know, make their product easy to use, and, you know, languages don't change a whole lot. You know, SQL, you know, it's a language, right? The structured query language. Well, think about, you know, other languages in the world and how much do they change over the course of history. You know, if you're an English-speaking person, you know, how many new words do you use per year? You know, that's going to vary from one person to another. Some people are going to pick up a lot of new words. Other people are going to speak basically the same words over and over, year in and year out. All right, so SQL is no different. There's going to be a number of new features that are available in SQL. Some will be helpful, some not so helpful. Some are going to be very specific to a certain other feature in Oracle, and some will stand alone on their own. So in this particular radio show, we want to talk about, I'm just going to point out some of the SQL new features that might be appropriate to you, and then if you want more information on those, refer to your Oracle documentation on 11G new features. All right, over the years, there have been a number of enhancements to SQL from time to time. The basic SQLs remain the same, really. You know, if you think about a select statement or update statement, there have been some minor changes to those types of statements, but in reality, they haven't changed a whole lot over the years. So let's talk about some of the, I'm just going to give you some changes kind of in a random order, and some of these will go into great detail. And some of these we'll just kind of mention just so you're aware of them. How about truncate, the truncate command? Many of us are familiar with the truncate table command to remove all the rows from a table. It has in 11G a new clause which basically says drop all storage. Drop all storage. That's a new clause that you can use with truncate table. It lets you deallocate all segments for a table. Okay. Similar to that, the alter table command also has that same new clause, drop all storage. And that'll also let you, say, deallocate all segments for a particular partition or subpartition in a table. Remember when we talk about the truncate table command that by default it lowers the high watermark and frees up those blocks by default unless we tell it otherwise to do that. So just be aware of the truncate table has a new clause called drop all storage. All right, we know that this one's kind of cool here. With the create table or alter table, there's an enhancement, a new clause called deferred segment creation. What that allows you to do is basically postpone creation of the table segment until we actually attempt to add the first row of data into the table. Okay. Typically, when we create a table, we're going to tell Oracle how big to make the table. If not, he'll give it a default size. So the size of the table is actually allocated at the time of the create table. You know, after we run the create table, the table's empty. It doesn't have any records in it, but we've gone out and reserved the amount of space that we need for that table in some table space in some file. By using the deferred segment creation clause, we can postpone that reservation of space or allocation of space until we actually load data into the table. All right, so you can kind of think about that for a second and see if that's a feature that might be useful for you to basically delay the allocation of the table space until we actually are ready to load the data. Or do we want to go out and grab the space right away as we've done in the past? All right, so think about that for a little bit. Some other new things in Oracle SQL for 11g. You might be aware of a feature called result cache. Okay, and there's a lot to do with result cache in Oracle. Let's talk about what the result cache clause is and how it might benefit us. All right. Do you ever have any queries where your select statement's going to read through a lot of records, but it's only going to produce a small number of records in the result set? You know, a good example is if you're using any of the aggregate functions out there like sum or count. You know, if I have to go out and count, do a count against the table and it has 10 million records, he has to read through all those blocks to count those records either through an index or through a full table scan in order to produce how many rows? He's only going to produce one. Okay, so I have to read many rows to produce just a few rows. That's where the result cache benefit comes into play. Because by default, when I'm doing that select count from a table, he has to load all those data blocks into memory, into the buffer cache on my server. And those blocks have all the raw data in them. Now, there are some changes on how the buffer cache works in Oracle 11g as well. We won't go into them in here because they're strictly administration type related. But the bottom line is, if I reissue that select count, he still has to read through all those blocks to produce the count. In other words, in the past, Oracle's never stored the result of the count. He stored the raw data that produced the count in memory, which the second time I run it will be faster, but the count isn't. That's where the result cache feature comes into play. So what result cache, if I use that feature, if I say do a select count asterisk from some table, he will store the result of that count in memory along with the raw data, but the next time I run that select count, he may be able to use the one record that was stored in memory and say, oh, your count was 10 million. And so he reads one record to tell me that instead of going through all the blocks and basically having to count the data all over again. So it could be a pretty powerful feature there. And the way that we're going to use it, there are several different ways we could actually use this feature with our SQL. One is that the database administrators can set some parameters and basically turn on result cache for everybody, for every statement they run. We may or may not want to do that. Remember, the only statements that are really going to benefit from this are statements that read through a lot of data to produce a few rows or a small number of rows. With that in mind, maybe we don't set it up system-wide. If we want to do it at the statement level within our SQL, we're going to use a hint. Okay, so we might say select and then use a hint. And remember, hints are issued with a slash asterisk plus sign. And we say result cache asterisk slash. And then the result of that particular query will be loaded into the result cache into memory on the server. And then the next time we run that same statement, he might be able to use the result cache to give us the result rather than reading through the raw data. It can be significant. The main issue with the result cache is, let's say I do a count on against the table and there's 10 million rows and he loads that into the result cache. At that point in time, what if after that point in time, what if we add a record or remove a record? The count might be different. So that would invalidate the result cache. So result cache is good for data that doesn't change very much. Just a few others real quick here in this show. We can have, if we're creating indexes, we can create invisible indexes. Invisible indexes are good for testing performance before you actually make the invisible index live. So your create index statement's the same as it was before. You're just going to add the invisible parameter or invisible clause to your create index statement. You can also make tables read-only. So when I create a table, I can make it read-only, and I can flip it back and forth between read-write and read-only. And lastly, if you're familiar with some of the flashback features in Oracle, I can use the flashback archive clause when we create a table to keep track of my before and after image of changes to data in what's called a flashback archive rather than in the undo table space. And so I can keep it for longer periods of time without affecting my SQL that's currently running. So those are some of the new features available to us in SQL as far as Oracle 11G goes. So hopefully you found today's presentation useful. If you need more information on any of the features that I mentioned there, they're related to SQL, feel free to refer to your Oracle documentation or visit one of our other gogo.com courses. If you have any questions or comments, please use any of the comment or question boxes provided. If you're interested in viewing any of my other shows, just search GoGo Radio Archive for John Mullins. If there's a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment boxes provided. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.